everybody. Welcome to Pizza Rainbow episode 10. What is the anniversary thing for 10? Is it paper? Is it blowjobs?
Blowjobs for everyone. Wait.
For no one.
No one
this
ever.
This is a family show. Also, we don't like blowjobs. On this episode, we talk about The Bachelor, some Celebrity Apprentice. We go over the Golden Globes. We talk a little bit about how not to kiss if you're not an alien.
Nope.
Yep. All right. Here we go.
Bye.
How's it going, Jen Paulson?
It's going good, Amber. How are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for asking.
Yay, I asked. Don't care, but I asked. No, I care.
As long as you ask.
As long as you ask me. I don't know why I have to sing.
I miss the Backstreet Boys.
Don't make me sing.
Make you sing all day long.
Make you sing
me asleep after the lovin'. Have you ever heard that song?
After the loving.
I was once in a bar in Hayward, like 10 years ago, and the biggest, burliest, like, beef eater type of guy came up for karaoke, and he sang that song, I'll Sing You to Sleep After the Lovin'. It was so amazing.
Did you just about die?
Yeah, I did.
Was his wife there?
No. I think he was there for hunting weekend or whatever. He was with his buddies. But I'm like, that is hilarious.
That's a man.
That's a man.
That is a man.
That's a brain man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, we have a lot to talk about tonight.
We do.
Some real good stuff.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about your Golden Globes experience? No?
Nope. I watched it. We watched it separately for most of it and then reunited at the end.
And it felt really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt so good.
I like when I ask you to tell us stuff, you're like, nope.
Something to be said.
It's fine.
But seriously, I didn't really like anything anyone was wearing. It was like the most under fucking whelming, like, Golden Globes in a long time.
Yeah. I feel like there wasn't anything that was like, whoa, look at that dress. Except for like Salma Hayek's. I really liked her dress. I thought that looked really cool.
My two favorite dresses were from people that were not like in, well, that's not true. The one actress who is the female lead in Fargo,
mm-hmm.
I thought her dress was super elegant and classic and fantastic. And then there was like one person on that show, The Affair.
Okay.
When they won, she's wearing this, like, really kind of, like, sapphire blue dress. And it, like, they were, like, my two favorite dresses of the night. I think that Jennifer Aniston.
You have very strong opinions about
Jennifer
Aniston's dress.
I'm pissed about that dress, man. It's like, it came out of, like, a dumbwaiter that was from, like, 1995. Like, she would have wore it to the People's Choice Awards when she was playing Rachel on Friends. It was stupid.
I just didn't pay that much attention to her dress.
I hate that neckline, especially.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I can't even think about it. I'm sorry. I can't remember what she was wearing.
Keira Knightley's dress was so, like, Prairie Dawn terrible. I loved it.
Yeah.
It had, like, a big, like, eyelet collar.
I saw that part, yeah.
Which I didn't, but I mean, it was many layers of, like, birthday cake crazy.
That's funny.
I kind of liked it.
I really like Julianne Moore's dress, but I wish she would have done something with that hair of hers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just kind of looked blah. Although it was supposed to be really hot in the building that night, too. So all makeup and hair was kind of ruined. So, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was just laughing because they have to deal with the same stuff that we do. It's really hot in here.
They're humans just like us. They sweat.
They don't.
They perspire.
Yes. Okay, fine. They perspire.
They glisten.
Who else did I like? See, for me, I haven't seen like enough of the movies this year to be like, oh, this movie, this or this. I was happy that J.K. Simmons won for Whiplash because that movie's the fucking shit.
Yeah, he's pretty genius in that movie for sure.
Miles Teller is like the cutest boy ever.
He kind of has an ego on him, though. I cringe a little bit when people like give him public praise. I'm like, okay, guys. Like,
how do you know?
Because I've read interviews with him.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't really care. It's not like I have to deal with him. Unless like he'll still in my next film, guys. Even then, I don't care. I'll be like, you're really arrogant. Whatever.
Just put in your work. That's all I care about.
Act your ass off, you piece of shit.
Good way to put him in line.
Like, I don't really care. Just you be a dick on your own time. Right now, let's just get the work done.
It's my time.
You're on my time, punk. I love your face.
What did you think about Tina and Amy's stuff?
God, were they underutilized or what?
They really were. I was really disappointed by that.
It was super disappointing. It was kind of boring. It was super boring.
It wouldn't have been a big deal if they were coming back next year, but the fact that this is the last year that they're hosting, like, and they, I feel like whoever is producing the Golden Globes showed how ungrateful they are for Amy and Tina when, like, they elevated the Golden Globes to a next level with their hosting. And then the way that the show was planned out this year, like, it basically was like, yeah, we're just kind of tolerating you two chicks. So maybe go stand in the back somewhere.
Just go wait around and read your Cosmopolitan magazines.
Yeah, and then come back out when we need you to introduce somebody. But don't say too much. You're just there to look pretty.
We're going to let you intro people and introduce. We're going to let you intro in the beginning. You get to host. And then you can intro Oprah. And then you're done.
And then you're done. Pack up your bags. You're done.
That's like one of my favorite accents in the whole world. You're really good at it.
Thanks. I practice it a lot to myself in the mirror.
I bet you do.
I do.
That exact.
And then you're done.
Pack your bags. You're done.
You're out. You're out. You're on the outs.
You're fired.
Speaking of fired, we need to talk about Celebrity Apprentice later.
We're gonna.
Yeah.
It's on our list.
It's on our list. It's true. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't feel like the Golden Globes were as awesome as before. There were some really good speeches, though. There were some surprising wins. I was really confused by the win of The Affair because it was up against House of Cards and a multitude of other really good shows. And, like, when it came out, it did not get good reviews at all. Like, the critic reviews for The Affair were blistering.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird. I mean, they must have pulled it. I mean, now they must have turned it around or something. They
must have pulled it out of the ass.
I kind of want to go there, but I'm not.
I was really excited about the girl from Jane the Virgin winning. I thought that was kind of an amazing win for her.
Yeah.
And she handled it with huge grace.
Yeah, she's a cutie. And she was the only, that win was the only win for any sort of, like, kind of regular network television.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Isn't that funny?
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, things are changing, Jennifer, on the television landscape.
Like the times?
Yes.
Are the times changing?
Yep. They are. Some would say that they are changing.
I'm so sorry. I'm so thirsty. I'm not ready to do my Bob Dylan impression.
I was waiting for you. I left it all open.
I can't. I'm not warmed up enough. Last time I was warmed up because I was making fun of Kristen.
Yeah.
You'll come back.
Okay.
We'll talk about there's some Vanderpump rules that I missed that you'd like to talk about.
Oh, there is, because I watched it last night.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So apparently Jax once had a, let's see, what's the word for... I'm trying to think. What's the thing when you're a young up-and-comer and you have an older gay dude who kind of is, like, showing you the ropes?
Like a sugar daddy? No.
Kind of, but there's, like, a certain term for it.
A gay mentor?
No. It's like a slang term. No. It's like, you know how, like, tweak is a slang term for, like, really young, gay, skinny? Twink. Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, what's the old version of that? I know there's a slang term for it.
I can't wait to find out.
Yeah, so apparently Jax had one of those. And, like,
did you let him fuck him in the ass?
Apparently.
Okay, well.
That's what was insinuated that happened.
What?
But, yeah, because on Watch What Happens Live, they did a poll on whether or not people believe that Jax slept with his gay friend Jason, who's a substantially older person, and, like, it was a landslide. Like, it was maybe 4% that don't believe it and, like, 96% that believe it. And Andy was like, do we get a lot of votes? And the guy's like, oh yeah, like a billion votes.
Wow.
So, okay, I'm gonna look it up.
Jax, people feel very strongly.
Talk about something while I'm doing this.
I'll get started. That I'm super, super stoked. Like, well, it'll be Friday by the time this comes out, but Parks and Rec week.
Woo!
Like, we haven't waited long enough. You think it's going to be like, there's going to be no Amy Poehler in this episode? Like, it's going to be like, a Groundhog's Day of the globe, so there's just not enough Amy Poehler. I don't think there is enough Amy Poehler, personally.
I don't know.
I can't get enough.
I feel like it's one of the few shows where, like, the entire ensemble cast has really started to shine on the show.
Yeah, and everyone's utilized really well.
Yeah. Okay, I know that they're... Okay, it's a daddy, apparently, is what it's called. So, daddies and twinks. I am sorry if we're offending anybody in the community with our wonderment of what the slang term is. But anyway, so this guy, going back to Vanderpump Rules, he got Jax, who was named Jason at the time, started in his modeling career.
Okay, so Jax's real name is Jason.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and when they lived in Miami, I would say Miami, with Tom... Tom was very aware that, like, there was something going on, but Jax is so shady anyways that nobody ever knows. Which, like, whatever. Like, Jax, do whatever you need to do and whatever you want to do, but...
People do what you want.
It was just kind of funny, because it was one of those things where it's like, Jax just doesn't... Like, he's not self-possessed or authentic in any shape or
form. He's totally self-possessed, though. That's what you mean.
No, he's not self-possessed. Like, he has no authentic sense of self.
Oh, okay.
He just does whatever he thinks will get him attention.
Okay.
Yeah. You're thinking self-absorbed.
So he's a narcissist.
Yeah, a complete narcissist.
Okay.
So, and this just kind of, you might have to watch the episode, but it just kind of showed more. And then there is an amazing scene between Tom and Kristen where Tom balls his head off and tells Kristen, he, like, is basically trying to make Kristen be nicer to Ariana. So, like, he is trying to be very sincere with Kristen and just being like, I'm sorry about everything that happened. Like, I saw a future with us. He is the most awful, ugliest crier, too. And Kristen's crying. But then in her interview, she's like, this is exactly what I wanted. This shows me that Tom still has an emotional investment in our relationship. All I need is to break him and Ariana up, and then we'll be back together.
That's not fair.
It's incredible.
What's her boyfriend's name? He's a cutie.
I know. And I'm just like, James, are you watching all this? Like, she's basically just using you until she can get Tom back.
And Tom, they're the worst people. Get out of there.
They're the worst people.
Get out of there.
I like Ariana, but everybody else.
Oh, Ariana's awesome.
Yeah. And I like that Vale, that new girl. She's cool.
Yeah, I like her until she's awful, but I like her now.
Yeah.
I like you till you're awful.
So anyways, getting back to Parks and Rec, I'm super, 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 super excited for the premiere tonight. Although I'm super bummed that it's the last last season.
I know. I don't even like to think about it, honestly.
I don't either. What are we going to do?
Well, I'm probably going to drop dead, so say your fucking goodbyes.
Can I have your room when you do that?
Why would
Can
you
I
want my room?
My office?
No, that's for Barb.
Okay.
That's Birdie's room.
Can I have the living room then? The downstairs?
No, that's Barb's room. Barb will have, yeah, you're
sick. No, I'm talking about the downstairs. Like,
oh, no
the
one gets
basement.
That. You have to make that a shrine to me.
Okay. Should we post pictures all around the walls and stuff? What kind of music do you want us to play during the day?
Don't play, no, just the sounds of television and the smell of weed.
Okay. Well, you need to get this notarized, otherwise I will not honor these requests.
Don't tell my mom.
Okay.
I don't smoke weed.
Chen has never done a drug in her life.
No, I'm just saying I don't haven't smoked weed in 5 weeks.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway. Okay. Welcome, America.
All right. So last night was also The Bachelor, which you watched with me.
And I also refer to as torture time.
Whatever. Nobody is making you watch it.
I know no one's making me watch it. And soon I will be back to my Monday night job, and I will not be tempted to watch it.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on it, though, since you're kind of a newbie?
I don't know.
Trying to get you to talk.
It's just kind of sad. It's sad to me. And then at the end of the episode, someone's always really sad, like really profoundly sad. Mm-hmm. Like no one's ever going to love them. And I'm like, come on, pretty. You'll be fucking okay.
You're just on national television. I think things are going pretty well for you right now.
Yeah, but you know what you are right now? On national television crying.
Exactly.
Stop it. You tried.
And you lost. Pack your bags and go.
No. I don't know. It seems to me that most of the time boring girls end up with the person.
I think on certain seasons, it's either the most boring girl or it's the bitchiest girl.
I don't like that.
No.
But you know what? Guess that's actually life.
Yeah. No, it totally is.
That's kind
is.
Of exactly how it
There's
works.
There's a ton of books that have been written about. There's a ton of books that have been read about how men love bitches. And they kind of do. Like, they kind of don't care if she has any other girlfriends.
I think sometimes it's probably better.
Do you think?
I mean, for them.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I don't know. I just...
Because girlfriends get you in trouble with your boyfriend.
How so?
They just do.
How?
I don't know.
You gotta back that statement
up.
Well,
I can't. I retract it. Shut the fuck up. Take it back. I take it back.
Then I'm right and you're wrong. Perfect.
Person I know
and also the best.
Anyway, Bachelor. What are your thoughts on the Bachelor, Princess of the Bachelor?
Well, I think that Chris is probably the most boring bachelor I've ever seen in my entire life. He can't say anything with any facial effect. He makes the dumbest choices I've ever seen. Like, at one point in the season, I literally kind of sat back and was like, is this a practical joke? Like, is he giving roses to girls that are actually going to get sent home? Because there's no fucking way that he's picking these girls out of all the other girls in the group.
Yeah.
Like, he did this thing where they had a group date, and they did the bikini tractor race down in downtown LA with, like, six girls. And kind of the thing about a group date is that it sucks. It's like the consolation prize, because you're not getting a one-on-one date, but you're going on a group date, and you're kind of hoping that at least at some point you'll get some one-on-one time with The Bachelor, right? That's kind of,
yeah,
you know, that's what keeps you sane. Yeah. So they do this thing. Well, first of all, he makes them do a pool party, which, like, DJ Tanner, she had an eating disorder after she had to have an invite to a pool party. Like, don't put a girl at a pool party on national television. I don't know why all these guys keep doing that. Like, it pisses me off. If you ask me out on a date and you tell me that I'm going to a pool party, I will tell you to go fuck yourself. So then, to even make matters worse, then he makes them walk around downtown in LA, like, in their bikinis and sandals. Like, no cover-ups, just, like, out there. Like, people are honking and, like, oh, my God. I was just like, I can't. I don't.
Wow. I must have walked away for that.
Yeah. So then they come upon the line of tractors, and he's like, you're going to race each other. And I don't remember what the prize, if it was, like, one-on-one time with him.
Yeah, it was one-on-one time, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Because that one girl got the one-on-one time.
Yeah. Sometimes the psychology of these dates, like, really piss me off. Like, there is one season with Ben, and Ben was probably the most selfish, unromantic date planner ever. Like, you could tell, like, I had a guy that I dated that was like Ben, where, like, he would plan dates with him in mind. Like, no matter what, at least he was going to get to have fun. And if I was put in uncomfortable situations where I felt awkward and, like, incredibly nervous, it didn't matter because he was doing the thing that he wanted to do. And, like, I feel like when they put these girls in situations where they have to compete against each other on a date with a guy that they like, that's incredibly insensitive and it's shitty. And, like, maybe it, like, seems like a really fun idea, but, like, every time I see that, like, I just get really annoyed. Or, like, when a bachelor wants a girl to, like, face her fears and he, like, wants her to jump off, like, the San Francisco Bridge, like, the Golden Gate Bridge. Like, go fuck yourself.
You don't know me.
Right. Like, I don't know. And I always think of Patty Stanger from Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yeah.
Where, like, she would behead those guys for that, because, like, she's such a big person about, like, if you're gonna take a girl on a date, like, you plan the date for them, like, with their interests in mind. Like, you don't just plan it on what you want to do. So yeah. I want to put her together with the producers of The Bachelor.
I think this is a lot to do with the producers.
It does, but the guy gets to plan it. Like, they give him ideas and he can choose, or if there's particular things that he wants to do, then, like, they do it.
Okay.
And most of the time, I can't remember what article it was that I read this, but, like, most of the time the guy has a very solid idea of, like, what would be fun to do.
Okay.
Usually the producers plan more for, like, the bachelorettes.
Okay, well, that sucks then, because that fucking weird ass, like, zombie killing paintball date.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I would have been like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm out. For me, I'd have been like, you don't trap me in a limo with a bunch of other fucking skanks. And then zombies show up.
And then make me do paintball when you just took a girl in a helicopter over the Grand Canyon. Like, I'd be so mad.
Yeah, I'd be like, that's it.
If I came back to the house and I found out that he did that with Megan and, like, I got to play paintball in a darkened lot, I'd be like, we're done.
Yep.
You're not getting any of this.
Contra, whatever.
Yeah. So, but on the tractor date, like, that wasn't even the worst thing. The worst thing was that, like, so Kardashian eyelashes won the tractor race, so she got to sit on Chris's lap and have, like, 10 minutes of alone time. And then he come back to all the girls who were just, like, sitting on hay bales being like, this is the most boring date ever. And he, like, gives a speech about how hard it is to date so many girls at the same time. So for the rest of the night, he really just wants to concentrate on dating one of them. So then he picks, like, the dumbest, youngest one of the bunch and goes off with her. And the other girls have to go home. And I was like, I would be so mad. Like, I'd be so furious. And true to, like, some of the girls' worth, like, they just sat there and, like, tried to rationalize it of, like, oh, I think he's just, you know, trying to be fair for everybody and, like, give them all, like, special time. And I'm like, no, you're doing the thing where, like, your boyfriend just fucked up, but you're not willing to give up on him yet. So you're just, like, rationalizing his shitty behavior and trying to, like, see it from a perspective where, like, it could be okay. So I have a lot of intense feelings about this stuff
bad
that happens on The Bachelor. Yeah. So, and then, yeah, he took that date. They get to go in a helicopter over the Grand Canyon, which I was just like, fuck these guys. And also, I'm auditioning for the next season, so I can do these things.
I need someone to take me in a golden helicopter over the Grand Canyon.
That was my favorite part of last night. Oh. And then he took me on a golden helicopter. Jen had some pretty choice quotes.
Oh, seriously. It was really hard.
I tweeted most of them. So if you want to follow along next time, you just follow me on Twitter. But yeah, and then probably the biggest thing and the thing that probably most people are talking about this week is that I think we literally watched a girl have, like, a legit mental breakdown on Bachelor. Like, at first, it was kind of funny. And, like, on the episode last week, like, we saw a little bit of craziness with her whole, like, onion versus pomegranate thing, where she was talking about, like, peeling away an onion. And then she's, like, thought she saw an onion in the bush, so she went to go pick it, and it was a pomegranate. But, like, this week, like,
what? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
So she was on the zombie date where they played paintball with zombies. And, like, it was so, I was texting with my friend Kate, and we both have had experiences with friends who have been on psychotropic, like, medications or drugs and have lost it, right? Ugh. And so, like, I'm watching this girl, her name is Ashley. And at first, like, it was kind of funny, like, what is she talking about? And then, like, the more it kept going on, the more I was just like, it's like, this is like Amanda Bynes, like Britney Spears, like, breakdown level. Like, it wasn't even funny to me anymore. Like, no. It was just kind of this thing of, like, are the producers literally, like, letting her continue to do this? Because unless she's the most amazing actress ever and, like, this is her way of getting attention, like, that I'm sorry, if I was a producer on set, like, I would have shut that shit down and been like, we need to go figure this out.
Yeah, someone needs to see what's going on with her because that's not normal behavior.
Right. Like, it in no way, shape, or form was it normal. Like, at one point, she's crawling on the ground, like, looking for non-existent kitties.
There was a cat.
Was there?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
It could have been just a random cat shot.
It was still really weird.
So the producers can rationalize what they did.
Yeah. But I don't know. And then at the end, he picked her. Like, he had, like, this amazing, adorable stewardess who graduated magna cum laude, who is adorable. And he had Tara, who is okay. Like, she drinks a little bit, but she's also really funny, and she's also adorable. And he picks this girl. And I'm like, what the like, I can't trust any of his choices anymore.
No, absolutely not, because I don't even know why. Because I mean, it doesn't even seem like they had, like, a connection.
No. Not at all. Like, I don't get it.
I blame the producers.
I do, too.
I'm going to say that all the time.
My bracket's still winning, though, so I'm okay with stuff.
And by your bracket, what do you mean?
I'm doing a Bachelor Fantasy League bracket.
That is right.
Yeah. Yep. Our pot's up to 150.
Whoa.
Yeah, because everybody contributes $30, $1 for each contestant. And yeah, we're doing pretty well.
Kill that shit and get all your money for your hard work.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to spend it on, though. Probably chocolate.
Yourself.
Myself. I love myself. Probably alcohol.
Really?
As it should be spent on? No, I'm just kidding. I don't drink that much anymore.
No, you don't.
Yeah, barely ever. But yeah, so that was The Bachelor. I'm real excited. Oh, Jimmy Kimmel is going to plan the dates next week.
That's going to be really fun.
Yeah, that's going to be
That
awesome.
Was really funny, actually, during The Bachelor. And the end, I was like, we're like, who's that? And I'm like, and all of a sudden, I was like, I think that's Jimmy Kimmel.
It's Jimmy
Kimmel. And then it was Jimmy Kimmel, but he woke the Sean? What's his name?
Chris.
Wow. Chris. He woke him up and Chris was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, I kind of like you now.
Yeah.
Keep being like, what?
He's such a doofus, though. He's such an idiot.
He makes the dumbest. I can't dream in.
Like, I'm kind of mad at all the people who really wanted him as The Bachelor. Because I could tell he was a doofus when he was on Andy's season. And he was boring. But everybody's like, no, he'd be great. Fuck you guys. Now we're left with this. I kind of wonder if the producers, like, purposely kicked up the notch with, like, the crazy contestants because they knew how boring he was going to be.
That's why you don't let people have choices. Yeah. What is this? America?
Is this democracy? This doesn't make any sense.
Is this real life?
Yeah. So I'm almost done with my recap for it, so I'm really excited. But
nice. So people can read about that on your website.
That's right. And my website is AmberLCarter.com in case you want to check that out. And apparently, I have a website that apparently you can't.
Apparently, it's
to.
Been on live internet before. I can't stop.
I know.
Like
I literally just
want to
like.
Ago.
I want to keep setting you up for it, like every podcast, and we're like, how can I get her to say it again?
I just can't help it. That kid's my little spirit animal.
He's so cute. So yeah, that's The Bachelor. So next year, for people who don't know, Jimmy Kimmel does a lot with The Bachelor. He usually does like his top four picks, and then he predicts who he wants to win, and that's like after the premiere. And then he always has The Bachelor or The Bachelorette on for like a bunch of like skits throughout the season.
Is he ever right?
Huh?
Has he been right? Ever?
He actually has an uncanny sense of who's going to make it.
Oh, I wonder if the producers are like, all right, Jimmy, you pick. We will tell you who to pick. And then we will pick that person.
I don't think so. Yeah. It'd be amazing. But Reality Steve has got some dish, though. That guy's usually pretty spot on, too.
Who's Reality Steve?
Reality Steve is a reality TV blogger who gets a lot of... He's had a source at The Bachelor for a long time. And he always gets episodes before they air. But he doesn't usually get the rose ceremonies. But he's been pretty good about knowing who makes it. So.
Reality Steve. That reminds me of like Scuba Steve.
Yep. Nope. RealitySteve.com.
Reality Steve. Steve.
Steve. What's up, Steve?
I watched half of Celebrity Apprentice with you yesterday.
You did. It's true. Did you like it?
So much drama.
Well, that's what it is.
I know. It's reality television. Geraldo, wow, you're a dick.
Geraldo is a huge dick. He's like a huge egotistical, arrogant.
He takes his shirt off and it's gross.
Seriously, like, please leave your pants on the next time you do that. We do not need to see you in your underwear and your black socks and your dress shoes.
Yeah, and your sock garters. At least be wearing sock garters.
I also love how like he proclaims to have like started the selfie craze, as if people haven't been doing that for like 10 years.
If Geraldo started the selfie craze, I will stop taking selfies. All right? And that's saying a lot because no one takes a picture of me like I take a picture
of
me.
You take a great picture of you.
Someone else is taking my picture. Wow, this sounds so stuck up. That doesn't look good.
But, like, he kept going on about how his selfie went viral, which it was that topless one, wasn't it? Where, like, it veered down to his...
Like, I almost don't even want to,
I've
got to
look this up because I remember what this
don't
was.
Don't give him that power, Amber.
No, but the thing is that he kept saying that it was viral. But, like, it was viral because it was disgusting. Because I remember seeing it and being
like the flu. It was like the flu, Geraldo. Yeah.
The flu is also viral, and it's not something that you want. I wonder if, like, a lot of kids these days actually know where viral came from. Like, the you know what I mean? Because you always have to remind yourself that viral doesn't refer to, like, a dumb YouTube video. It actually refers to a disease.
What's a viral? Viral? Well, it's from the Latin to annoy.
All right. Geraldo Rivera selfie. Please enjoy, everybody, while Jen and I look stuff up on the internet.
Everybody.
Yeah, it was just, apparently he had been working out. Ew. Yeah, he's like almost naked. That's disgusting.
I don't even want. Was he wearing glasses?
Yep. Terrible. He was wearing glasses. The rose colored glasses. And in the show, he's like, I'm very comfortable with my own body.
Ugh.
Good. That doesn't mean that we need to be comfortable with your own body.
Yeah, you don't have to show it to
me. See, here. You see it?
It's like, well, okay, you have to give him credit. He's ripped.
For an older guy, yeah.
But then it's like his body is young, and then they slapped his gross old fucking head on there. Seriously, right?
No, that's true. That is.
Let me see it again really quick.
Yeah, and last night when he took his shirt off,
like, was real. That was real. That was real.
But like when he took his shirt off, he does not look like what he did then. So keep your shirt on. Nobody wants to see it, Geraldo.
No one wants to see anybody's. Fucking, I would rather go on YouTube and find the video of him getting punched in the nose from like 1989.
I remember that.
Then see, I don't know if it was 1989, but when I was like a kid and tabloid journalism was like in sensationalized journalism like that, you know, Current Affair, my friends.
Oh my Inside God, Edition. Current Affair was the best. I love that show.
I remember as a child, I had a nightmare about a Current Affair because like. They were, like, reporting, like, aliens, you know? And yeah. I remember having a dream about these aliens and, like, a Current Affair. And it was, like, literally terrifying. And it was when Maury was the host. And honestly, when Maury hosted.
I forgot that Maury was the host.
It was terrifying. Yeah. Because he was, like, really. He wasn't like, you are not the father. I told you.
Oh, my God. Geraldo Rivera was. His nose was broken in a scuffle on his talk show in 1988 during a taping of a program entitled Teen Hate Mongers.
Was he punched by like a 15-year-old girl? That'd be awesome.
Skinhead brawl.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Teen skinheads.
No, a Current Affair was great. That was like the first time that I was like, I'm really interested in current affairs and what's going on in the world.
No, you're just interested in a single current affair. Just one.
Just a one, please. Right after I watch Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
One current affair, please. With a side of Inside Edition. And the Sunday.
Real deep inside.
In the Sunday version of Entertainment Tonight. I never got to watch it unless it was like a holiday where we didn't go to school on Monday.
Aww.
Play like super late at like 11 at night.
That sucks.
But it'd be a whole hour of Entertainment Tonight. This is pre-E.
That's true.
Pre.
Yeah. My mom loved Entertainment Tonight. She loved Lisa.
I liked them all. Mary Hart. Love Mary Hart.
Mary Hart. Which, okay, was it Lisa or Mary Hart that got their legs insured for like $1 billion?
I think Mary Hart.
I think it was Mary
Hart. $1 billion?
For a lot of money.
I'm not sure.
When I say $1 billion, you just got to assume that I'm exaggerating.
Lisa seems super fucking awesome. She's like an oracle.
Yeah, for everybody who's listening, Lisa is also on Celebrity Apprentice, and she's amazing.
Yeah, she's actually a fucking reasonable person.
She's the sage.
Oh, my God.
She's the sage of
that show. Like a diplomat, too, or she's just like, she knows the right thing to say and not to piss off certain people. Well, no, that's not true. I mean, she's honest, too.
Yeah. Oh, she's very honest. Yeah, Mary Hart had her legs insured for $1 million in the 1980s.
Okay, in the 80s. Yeah. Do you think Robin Leach paid for that?
Probably. Why wouldn't he?
I don't even feel like we saw Mary Hart's legs on Entertainment Tonight.
No, they did because they put out a specific desk.
Oh.
Where it was like, it was either a glass desk or like they did a couple where like one was a glass desk and then another one was just like a, yeah. So you could always see her cross and uncross her legs. And she did that kind of thing where like when she would cross her legs, the calves would sit like perfectly parallel to each other.
Wow, that takes a lot of practice.
Yeah, it does. It takes a lot of, like, first you need thigh strength, and you can't have thunder thighs because your legs won't cross that well then. And you got to get rid of your inner thighs. Yeah.
Just got to take them off.
Yep.
Put them away for later.
Yep.
When you're old.
Put them back on when you're retired. When retirement comes, then you can use those inner thighs for whatever you want.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, Celebrity Apprentice. Geraldo's a douche. I'm not a huge fan of Kendra. I know that you kind of like her.
Who?
Kendra.
Kendra who?
The one that was fighting with Brandy.
Kenya?
Kenya, yeah.
She's all right. She's a drama queen. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
I like to see people get work done. Which is probably why, you know, on a lot of these reality television shows we talk about, I'm just like, I don't know. Either like someone or dislike them strongly. Yeah.
Which one do you feel like you like the best?
On The Apprentice?
On any real, which one of the reality TV shows do you think that you like the best?
Oh, jeez. You know which one I really, really liked? Was that one on the boat. That we watched together.
Oh, Overboard.
No.
Below Deck. Below Deck. Yeah.
That one was good. I really liked that one, too.
It makes me want to be a yachty.
Well, they're, like, traveling and stuff. And they've got, like, things to do at the same time where it's not like, oh, we're just sitting around and being dramatic and getting into fights with each other. You know, it's like they have to take care of the person.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you get to see how much money they got.
That's right. And it's not even like a real, yeah, it's not like set up challenges. It's like, no, like you have high class clients that you have to make happy and crazy things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that one. There's a couple
of real cute dudes on that show, too.
I really like that one because they travel and they're on a boat and it's like you go on a mini vacation.
I know.
And you don't have to work or pay for it.
Yeah. No, I like that show, too. That was another one with Vanderpump Rules where, like, the first season I was like, meh, I don't know. Like, there was a couple people on the first season of Below Deck that I was like, you suck. Like, I don't want to watch you on TV. But then, yeah, the second season is when it really hit its stride. And I was like, God damn, this show is great.
I also love MasterChef Junior.
No.
You don't like cooking shows, so you can't even fucking vote.
I can vote. I don't like it.
You don't even know. You haven't even watched a single episode.
Maybe I have. You don't know everything about me.
I know that you have not, you fucking liar.
Maybe I had it on while I was doing something else. No. And I watched it that way.
I refuse to believe
Maybe I watched clips of it when we were watching People's Couch.
That's it?
Yep.
Well, then you can't judge.
Yes, I can because I have seen it and I don't like it.
Fine. Be a kid that won't try it. Brussels sprouts, they're really good.
How do you know I haven't seen any reality TV cooking shows? Seen a couple. Like I just don't like them.
You don't like them.
I don't like them.
Good, more for me.
It's one of those things where it's like, if I wanted to see people make food and be hungry and be like, look at that awesome dish that I can't eat because it's in a TV and it's not in front of my face, then I wouldn't watch a reality TV cooking show because that's why it's frustrating.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad that we could come back together on this.
Well, I mean, I don't respect you, but
well, you're gonna have to get over that.
What else do you want to talk about, Amber?
I don't know. That's kind of it. That's kind of it.
Well, thanks for joining us on episode 10 of Pizza Rainbow. It is episode 10. That's pretty cool.
It is. Oh, that's right. It is. It is episode 10.
We made it 10 episodes. That's like. 10 hours of us talking to each other.
It's way over 10 hours because we haven't been hitting the 10-hour or the 1-hour mark since like 2 episodes ago. It's usually been like more 2 hours. No, you've enjoyed every minute of it, listeners. You loved it.
I didn't know there's been a 2-hour one. I thought
there's been a 2-hour one.
It's called All About Jen.
What does Jen think? What does Jen want to do? What's Jen's New Year's resolution?
How will I make money with this? You doing good though, Amber? You happy? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm doing real good. It's doing real good. Tomorrow's going to be 15 days of Candida protocol.
You feeling much better though?
I'm feeling much better. It's been smooth sailing. It really has. Like
those first days were pretty rough, though.
Ooh, those were rough. Yeah. You got to experience them right along with me.
Yeah, kind of. I was like, she's being a real bitch. I'm out. No, you weren't that bad.
I was just really sleepy all the time. And cranky. I was a little cranky.
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I was getting sick today, mm-hmm. but I think it might be because, like, I, like, was on the treadmill for, like, 15 minutes earlier.
That, I worked out today, too. So, everybody who's listening, our other roommate, Barb, got a treadmill that we get to work out on as well. But I started doing the couch to 5K again. And this afternoon, I was like, I forgot how when you, like, start working out and you start pushing yourself, like, it can make you feel tired for the rest of the day. Like, I don't feel energetic. I don't feel like, oh, I can take on the world. I'm like, I'm sore. I don't, like, my lungs hurt. And this kind of sucks.
I was super cold all day.
Yeah.
Like, I had to wear my, one of my coworkers, hi, Dana. she's, like, a freeze baby, so she's always cold. Oh, yeah. Like, today she wasn't cold. And I Weird. Was fucking freezing.
Well, I'll give you some oils just to make sure that you don't get sick.
Cool.
There's one that's really good on guard that I used to have all the time, and it would help a lot. So
yeah, I don't want to get sick. I got too much stuff going on.
Yeah, you do. Tell our listeners, what are some of the stuff that you have going on? Because this stuff is cool.
It's got some stuff to pimp, but I'm hosting at the Joke Joint Thursday, Friday, Saturday for the rest of the month of January.
That is awesome.
Because guess what? I'm still a stand-up comedian. I might have forgot that, but I am.
And you're doing an awesome job with
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes I'm a sit-down comedian. He will never know how much I just, like, laughed and laughed in my head about that. And I said to, like, rein it in.
She's a part-time stand-up comedian
and a full-time bitch.
That was a joke we came up with together.
Oh, full-time bitch. So good.
It's the best joke ever.
Oh, I started watching Chelsea Peretti's special on... this is, like, old news, but it's really good. Chelsea Peretti's special. It's on Netflix. It's called One of the Greats. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, really?
The intro is so good.
I'll give it a shot. When she has been a guest on some podcasts and when I've seen her on other stuff, like, I just don't – I'm not that amused by her. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, you'll – I think you'll at least like the intro, and I think you'll like the stand-up.
Okay.
Because it's polished. It's her doing stand-up. It's not like her on a podcast chatting with
being mean to Pete Holmes. Okay, good.
Oh, is she being mean to Pete Holmes?
Well, they're like best friends, but she rides on. I'm like, don't be mean to my buddy Pete.
Oh, so does that mean that, like, sometimes people might listen to our podcast and be like, don't be mean to Jenna's so mean to Amber.
Yeah, it does. They do. They send me emails all the time about it. Shit. Yeah. They're like, I don't know how you put up with that Jen Paulson. She's so mean. Kick her off Pizza Rainbow and get me on there.
Mostly because you're a signed. Bitch like me. How am I supposed to react to that?
I don't know.
I know who you are. I'm going to fucking find you.
Nobody says that.
I really need to try to get rid of this podcast laugh I have developed.
I do too. I like listen back and I'm like, that was the fakest laugh I've ever had. But it's more of like when I'm trying to make a transition. I'm like, ha, 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 ha. So let's talk about.
Mine is just so dopey.
No, it's not. You have the cutest laugh ever. What was that one girl's laugh with the organ transplant? It's not real. It's not real.
She's still around.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
You don't do that.
Apparently there was a huge controversy about it the next day, though, and ABC, like, had to apologize about...
an animal heart?
Well, no, because, you know, when they have their bios that flash across the screen and they tell us what they do, apparently somebody had the bright idea to list her as somebody who sells cadaver tissue.
Oh.
Which makes her sound like she works for the black market. Like, just picks up, you know, skeletons and bodies and, like, sells them.
Wait, that's something you can do?
In India, it is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, never mind.
Yeah. But, yeah, so
when it takes
they had...
off in America, let me know.
They had to apologize about that because they're like, And I have a friend, Christy, who works with organ donation. And she does a similar thing where, like, somebody dies, they call where she works, and they're like, we have... You know, this tissue, we have these organs, like, come and pick them up or, you know, how do we get them to you? So she's, like, her company does kind of the brokerage of that, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real.
It's not real.
The more I think about it, though, that was so funny.
Yeah.
Her laugh was pretty funny.
It was amazing.
I mean, that was a really dumb
idea. I wish I could find a track of it. If I can find a track of it, I'll put it on the blog post.
Yeah, frankly, if she wouldn't have done that, she probably would have been around for like at least an episode longer.
Well, probably not, because Chris is an idiot and he doesn't pick any of the people that he's supposed to.
Well, but I mean, I don't think she should have stuck around, but he's like, ew, dumb wait, laughter? There's jokes? What's his joke?
We don't got them in Iowa. Just kidding. Sorry, Iowa. I'm not trying to make fun of you.
The state of Iowa is a joke. Clearly, I am kidding, Iowa. I love you. And there's really good barbecue in Waterloo at the Hickory House, which redeems your whole goddamn shitty state. I mean, I love Iowa. None of this.
There's a lot of good parts to Iowa.
I don't know who keeps taking over my body with this whole Iowa
thing. Dude, I lived there for 3 years and I was like, get me out of here. Get me out of here, mister. Mister.
You've got such great voices. I'm going to learn all of them.
It's just watching a lot of movies because I didn't have any friends. So I learned how to be my own best friend. Sad trombone.
It's good.
But yeah, so anyways, Iowa. I laughed last season when Andy, like, on Andy's Bachelorette season, and like the reason why she dumped Chris was because she didn't see herself living in Iowa. And I was like, who does? Who does?
Yeah, just farmers.
I don't know anybody who's like, you know what would be great? If I could move to Iowa, maybe I should see what I can do in my life to make that happen. But you know what's even worse? Or what's even better? Nebraska.
Oh my God.
Nebraska's the dream state.
Is that what they're called?
No. Nebraska is the most boring state in the world. And I'm sorry if you live there, but you live in a shitty state. Except for Omaha, Autumn Noble. I love Omaha.
Some really great mid-century houses in Omaha. Mm-hmm. I'd live there if I had to, but that guy would have to be really good in bed.
It's part of the Underground Railroad.
Really?
Yeah. And they still have like cobblestone streets and stuff. I really need to go visit my friend Autumn there. But I haven't yet. So anyways, let's talk about more stuff I need to do that I haven't done yet.
Well, the dishes.
Shut up. Zing, swish.
Such a good dad joke teller. I love dad jokes.
The dad jokes.
The dad jokes.
What else are you doing? So you're hosting, you're doing stand-up.
I'm hosting a joke joint.
You started your workshop that we talked about last week.
Yes, I started doing improv again.
Yeah.
Improv in a class with other improv people.
Yeah.
And it's lovely. And the teacher is really cool.
That's good.
And there's a really hot guy in my class, but it doesn't matter.
Why doesn't it matter?
I don't know why I even pointed it out. Okay. He's just nice. He's like, it's like, oh, look, Jason Sudeikis is in our class. Except it's not Jason Sudeikis. It's just a guy.
It's just a guy.
Yeah.
Just a guy. Did I tell you what happened on Tinder with that really hot guy that I found that apparently unmatched me right away?
It still hurts.
I know. He was beautiful. He was like everything where I'm like, he's tall, he's blonde, he's built, he looks like an Adonis, he hits all my testosterone levels, and he works with children with special needs. And I'm like, how soon can I do him? So I swiped right, and I went back to try to find him because I was going to actually write him a message, and he didn't show up on matches anymore.
Like right away?
No, like half an hour later.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I told you to message
but
him
when
right
it,
away.
But no, but when I swiped right, yeah, like he came up as a match because remember I was super excited about it. And then when I went to go look for him like half an hour later, he wasn't there anymore.
Fuck
so
that guy.
Yep. Got some. But then I was like, did we go on a date before? Like, did I piss you off somehow? Where you're like, nope, not that girl.
Maybe he deleted his profile. Maybe he was just like, I'm done with this Tinder shit.
Maybe. Because I was like, but then why did you swipe right in the first place then? If you didn't like me. Unless it was a mistake. Which
I don't know. You can't do that to yourself.
I'm gonna think about it for the next 2 weeks and try to analyze every angle of this interaction and see what I can do. I might even do Craigslist misconnections
really?
About it. No.
You should.
I'm just kidding. I did get on the new app Hinge this week as a recommendation from my friend Kate O'Reilly, whose podcast you can also find at mathishard.net. But
A family.
So it's a good one. There's it's kind of constrained to you really only see people that you have someone in common with. So like your Facebook friends. Oh. So it's different from Tinder where like you can see who you have in common with. But on Hinge, they only show up if you have – like you only have matches that are related to like mutual friends in common. Which is nice because it starts off the conversation right away too.
Okay.
Yeah. Because like I got matched up with a guy and he was like, how do you know this girl? And I was like, well, let me tell you, I dated one of her friends and it blew up in my face. And then he's like, great, I have a band. And I'm like, great.
Great, I like bands.
I really like music. Do you? I bet you like music since you're in a band. What kind of music do you play?
If you guys go on a date, you have to talk in that voice.
I think so too, yeah. I wear my spectacles.
Spectacles, and then you'll push them up a lot. Yeah. And you've never been on live television before.
Apparently, I've never been on a real life date before.
These glasses have never been on a date before.
Which reminds me of the virgin from The Bachelor who made Chris make 3 wishes on her gold belly button last night.
Doesn't it kind of blow your mind that a girl with a belly button piercing is a virgin? I don't mean to make any sort of like weird, it's like a stereotype, but I thought only sluts got belly button rings.
But no stereotypes.
There's that was part of the joke.
Yes. There's something, we got it. There's something weird though, and I have to say that I used to be part of this camp too, that when you have waited a particular amount of time as a virgin, there's something that happens where like you almost become more oversexed than the people around you.
Oh.
Like you're so like obsessed with making out and being sexy and like all this stuff that like I don't know. Like I've known a couple of friends and somebody accused me of this too before I lost my virginity of like, there's no way you're a virgin. You're so like blah, blah, blah. And it's like, because I haven't had sex yet. Like, that's why I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah. And once you have it, you'll totally shut up about it.
Yeah.
So
and you do because you're just like, well, mine wasn't disappointing. Mine was amazing. But
was it with Jesus?
Yes. Kidding. Yes. Jesus watched.
I'm sorry.
He was there. He was in the room.
That's amazing.
Yep. We put a chair next to our bed and was like, no, I want Jesus to watch.
I can't wait to do that to someone to creep them out. Oh, I need a chair. What do you need a chair for? Oh, I'll tell you. Sit the chair aside me like, sit a chair here for Jesus so he can watch.
It's a real story. It's a couple from...
I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, that's not...
No. From Bible camp who actually literally did that when they got married. Yeah.
To those camps, like, people that, like, wait and that is... I mean, obviously, it's special. But do they, like...
But that is creepy and gross, and I feel like Jesus would be like, no, dudes, I'm cool. I'll just wait outside.
No, like, Jesus would be like, do what you gotta do. That's my dad's rule.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
God, can I use that? That'd be a really good
yes,
joke.
Please use it. Use it all you want. But yeah, I don't know. It was just really
nuts.
Gross. So then, like, one of the wishes was... that he, like, that they would kiss or whatever. And it was one of those kisses where she literally was, like, eating his face. Like, I once dated a guy that, like, when he kissed me, like, he would envelop my entire mouth into his. And then, like, his teeth would scrape against my cheek.
No!
I'm not joking.
Was he one of the aliens from fucking V?
I don't know. It was one of those moments where, like... You know when you're kissing somebody and, like, you're in the moment, but you're outside of the moment, and you're like, is this really happening? And, like, how do I get myself out of this? And, like, am I going to have, like, teeth scrapes
your face is
on my
stuck.
Cheek? Yeah. It was so uncomfortable. It, like, I can, like, put myself back in that moment right now where I'm just like, oh, my God, like, what am I? Like, it's not even kissing. Like, you're literally just, like, literally sucking my face.
Ugh.
And so she did that to him. And then it got, like, so passionate that she, like, took him and, like, pulled him on top of her. And I'm like, inappropriate Kardashian eyelashes. Like, there's 20 other girls who were, like, all watching this. Yeah, it was crazy.
Ish.
There goes a part of me that's like, are you really a virgin? Or is this, like, one of your, like, shticks of, like, here's what's going to get me on the show and get me attention?
Ugh.
Yeah.
See, that's why it's kind of grit shows gross to me. But whatever. You get what you ask for.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if she gets Chris, like, congratulations. Like, welcome to the most boring person they've ever met.
Yeah, maybe he gets to take your lie of a virginity, you liar. No.
Congrats.
She probably is, but I'm telling you, she has a belly button piercing. I don't trust it. make a wish on it. But then again, that makes you like, maybe she is a virgin because, I don't know.
Because anyone with sexual experience would know that that's just gross to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Perplexing.
But also amazing.
Heats up those winter nights, The Bachelor does.
That's right. Sure does.
All right. What do you think?
I think we're at time.
I want everyone to have a really good day/weekend/week.
Yeah, it's like episode 11. Have like a really, really good week.
Like a super day as well.
Yeah, and like take care of you, okay? Like do something nice for yourself.
I take care of others more than yourself for no. 1 hour.
Like others are important, but like
1 hour.
You need to see outside yourself for like 1 hour, but then like take care of you. Because, like, if you don't take care of you, you can't take care of anybody else.
Yeah, maybe take a bath. Like, a really good bath.
With, like, maybe, like, a little bit of lavender oil. And then, like, after the bath, like, read a People magazine.
Oh, yeah. Maybe Us Weekly?
Yeah.
Or a book. What's a book?
Well, I mean, only if it's, like, a book about The Bachelor. Because, like, all those other books are, like, so boring.
Why did we switch back to our regular voices?
I don't know.
We really started to sell ourselves on taking care of ourselves.
That was the other thing I forgot to talk about is that on The Bachelor, 3 seasons ago on Ben's season, he was the one with like the floppy hair. There was a girl on there who was like the most hated contestant ever. Her name was Courtney Robinson.
I think, Robinson. Yeah.
So she just put out a book this year and I devoured it in like 2 days. And it is the best book ever. Like the writing's not good, but who cares? But like she names names, she drops a bunch of like salacious like inside gossip and details about the show. She like details everything that happened like after the show with her and Ben. Like no surprise to anybody who watched the season, but like Ben's a douchebag. But it was amazing. Like I hate it when you pick up those tell-alls and they don't tell you shit, but like this is a tell-all. Like she tells everything.
Yeah, that's some Kitty Kelly shit.
I highly recommend it. Nice. You can go to my website at amberlcarter.com and you can find the link from there right on the sidebar. Just click it and it'll take you to where you want to be.
Give her your coat.
Give her your
coat.
Give her your coat. Yo, give her your coat. Give her your coat. amberlcarter.com. Click on the banner. Buy the book. All right. So we got to go watch Parks and Recreation, everybody. So goodbye.
Pop the popcorn. I love you.
See you. Bye. Goodbye. Thanks for listening to Pizza Rainbow. For this and other great podcasts, head on over to mathishard.net. You can also find us on iTunes where you can subscribe, rate, and review us.
You can find Amber online at amberlcarter.com or on Twitter at amber_lcarter. You can also find me on Twitter at tigerbeatpoet and on Instagram as JenJunePaulson.
Thanks again, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Woo!